We're now welcome on the call, the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. A fifth straight Governor's Cup with a 34-30 win over Brown. Also clinched the Rhode Island State Championship. What does that mean for your program, and how rewarding is it to have won the rivalry 5 years in a row?
I mean, that's huge. You know, we were looking at, you know, the records of those games since the Governor's Cup started, whatever it was, years ago, and the longest streak is five. So I think we've gone ahead and tied that. Very meaningful game. You know, it's one that, you know, is all about, you know, state bragging rights, and means a lot to a lot of the people here that work at the University of Rhode Island to have one up on Brown. And, you know, it was a great football game, and we're just thankful to come out with a W. But it certainly means a lot to us, gets us another one in the win column, which is obviously important. But it's always extra special and extra sweet versus Brown. And then to cap it all off, you know, you got a bunch of seniors here who can walk out of here and know that they never lost to Brown, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, got a couple of CAA honors this week with Saeed Gibbs being Rookie of the Week and Randy Jordan, Special Teams Player of the Week. Just talk about those two guys and how they helped you on Saturday and what they mean to the program.
Well, I had most of the DBs mad at me going into the week because I challenged them, you know, with knowing that we had a big pass game coming in and how we would do, you know. Saeed really led the way for those guys and had a phenomenal game. You know, I think he had, you know, three or four pass breakups, two interceptions, and, you know, really pleased because he's a very talented kid and is continuing to grow. He's still a young guy and got a lot to do to work on fundamental and technique, but he went out and competed extremely well versus a very good offensive throwing scheme. And then Randy, you know, Randy, we've been just trying to get him that explosion, you know, for 2 years now. And he's, you know, got great courage, which is what it starts to be a kick returner, you know, someone that wants to catch that thing and go up into the abyss. But it was really well blocked. It was well executed. It was a clean play. And he ended up having to make one move on the kicker and get into the end zone. So meant a lot to him, meant a lot to us at the time, too, because it answered a score of Browns. And we've been waiting for that explosion. And I had a little bit of a premonition thinking about years gone by in previous Governor's Cup when Harold Cooper did it down there, had a 100-yard kickoff return. So it was good to see it happen again.
Absolutely. If I could follow up, Coach, it's past the midway point of the regular season, six games in. Assess your team, where you thought you'd be midway through and where you feel your team is right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say where I thought I'd be because, you know, where we thought we would be. I mean, we thought we had an opportunity to win every game that we have on the schedule. We obviously came close versus Georgia State and dropped that one, and then Villanova didn't play our best, and we paid for it. But, you know, I'm pleased where we're at. You've got the first half of the season in your belt. You're 4-2, but now you've got Murderer's Row. We got three very tough opponents in the CAA right in a row. Then we finally get an open week and got to finish off with two. And as you know, our drive has always been to get to that eight number. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim, you were able to get the big plays going back in the passing game on Saturday, the one early to Quintero, and then 27 yards to Marquise and Darius. What did you like about seeing that get going again?
Well, I mean, you know, you hate to say you live and die on them, but I mean, they're obviously a big part of our offense. And probably the biggest explosion of the day came with McKenzie when he popped a 50-yard run. You know, the pass game stuff was huge. There was a late third and three that, you know, the coverage dictated that Kasim throw it deep, and Marquise came up with a big time catch, you know, and that really helped us. You know, didn't seal it because we still didn't finish the drive and they got the ball back, and it was a little hairy going down the stretch. But, you know, those plays have got, you know, are kind of expected, and we wait for them to show. Everybody tries to take them away, and we've got to understand that we can generate them at any point in time. So never panic, never freak out, just keep on sawing wood, and hopefully good things will happen. Those guys, that trio you mentioned, is pretty tough to deal with, and it's some three big body receivers going after the rock.
You mentioned Jaden's big run, and he ended up with 111 yards on the day, only 12 carries in that game. How much does the big play in the passing game allow him to maybe make some big plays in the running game?
You know, I'm sure that it goes both ways. You know, sometimes I think the running game is the thing that opens up the pass game. And yeah. I think that when we've been able to be successful moving the chains, you know, there's been a good combination of run and pass. But, you know, we ran a basic play that really didn't have a bunch of emphasis with the wideouts where they really wouldn't impact that. It was just a really well-blocked play. You know, I had my big boys running around on pin-pull scheme, and they got hats on hats, and Jaden did the rest of it. So if it does affect anything in the secondary, is that their attention may be over to the wide side of the field looking at receivers and might not be in the right run fit, but that's about the way I see it.
All right. Question this morning from Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Good. I apologize if this has been asked already. I wanted to touch on your two award winners. I think you pretty much knew what you would have on offense coming into the year. There was a veteran group and experienced group. But now to get contributions from the defense and from the special teams that can turn a game, just how important is that here at the midpoint and going forward?
It's critically important. You know, it's we work very hard at the special teams component. And, you know, there's kind of an expectation you can get the returns going. You know, usually it's one block here, one block there. And it really is the epitome of team football when you watch one of those things come together. You know, everybody doing their job, putting a hat where they needed to, because there really wasn't much that Randy had to do other than make the last guy miss. You know, defensively coming in, you know, we knew what we had with Saeed. You know, and we knew he was a young corner, and he would make some mistakes, as young corners always do. But he answered a very direct challenge and prepared extremely well and ended up having a phenomenal game. And I expect we'll see a lot more of that from him as we go forward. So thrilled with the opportunity. This game is three phases. And if you can usually win two of the three on any given Saturday, you got a pretty good opportunity to win. And when you can put the special teams in your pocket, it gives you a sigh of relief. So we also had, if you remember the negatives, you had two good punt returns that were called back because of stupid penalties. But, you know, we got to clean that up and continue that return game going as well.
I wasn't going to bring that up. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Anything you don't bring up, I should probably just shut up then. All right.
Yeah, we got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, I'll bring it up. No, Coach, you got Richmond coming up on Saturday. Their quarterback Coleman had 6 touchdown passes this past week against Maine. Talk about the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, you know, I knew this question would come, and you start to answer, and you really say, well, it's just a CAA team coming in. You know, I mean, it's well balanced. They've got good bodies on both sides of the ball. You know, they ended up having, you know, some issues at quarterback, which they answer with a freshman who steps up and throws 6 touchdown passes. So obviously they're a talented group. We've got, you know, a bunch of challenges ahead of us with this team. You know, I think that they're very salty and very salty on defense, very sound, very well coached. Offensively, I think they present, you know, the same kind of issues a lot of people have. These offenses are all starting to look a little bit the same, with little tweaks. But it's the operator that matters, and this quarterback had a great game last game, obviously. So, you know, we've got our hands full, and they got to come in here, and we got to be fully prepared and know that the rest of the way right now is all critically important for the goals that we've laid out for our football team.
If I could follow up, you've only had a few conference games, both of you, but you do have a common opponent in Stony Brook. When you're watching film, does that common opponent film mean more exponentially to you because you can kind of put apples with apples?
I don't know about exponentially. I think it certainly does. You know, when you can see people that you have played already and see how they fared, you know the personnel better when you're looking at a team that you've already played. So when we're watching Richmond, we can assess a little bit better. But, you know, you'd like to think comparative scores will give us an edge. They were 20-19 on that game, and I think we beat them a little bit better than that. But none of it really matters. You know, we're going to have to go out and execute and play very well, and they're a very solid football team. So it helps a little bit, but probably doesn't do it in a significant, dramatic fashion.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Thank you.
Jim, Jim, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.